This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Back in 1968, Paul Ehrlich predicted that the world would soon run out of food, oil, and water because people were having too many babies. He turned out to be spectacularly wrong on all counts, but political liberals still make doomsday predictions about overpopulation. Author Jonathan Last has a very different message. He says, if America wants to continue to lead the world, we need more babies. His new book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster. Author Jonathan Last says the country needs a fertility rate of 2.1 in order to maintain its current population. The U.S. fertility rate is lower. It now stands at only 1.9. Why has the American birth rate fallen so low? It's the result of many cultural forces, including the pill, college, more women in the workforce, delayed marriage, delayed childbirth, and higher divorce rates. Even Social Security and Medicare are factors. First, couples no longer rely on children to care for them in their old age, so they aren't as motivated to go to the trouble of raising them. Second, even those who want more children find it increasingly difficult to afford them. If current trends continue, by 2050, all of America will look like Florida, a state known as God's waiting room because of its disproportionate elderly population. The implications of all this are disconcerting. An aging population combined with low birth rates equals a contracting labor force, and a dwindling tax base coupled with massive increases in government payouts. By 2034, there will be only two workers to support each retiree's Social Security. This new book by Jonathan Last is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Whether the topic is health care, education, election reform, taxes, or protection of the family, your local state legislators need to hear from you. At eagleforum.org, join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll better understand the hot issues in your state. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal, and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Steve Starrs, sitting in for Bob Tuscan, riding shotgun as I usually do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Bob's show. BobTuscan.com is his website. You can help Bob out if you like. He's enriching you, friends, with a lot of great information here. And if you're paying attention, I know a lot of people are intimidated, Rex. Our guest tonight is Rex Brocky, of course. We've been talking about Bitcoins for quite a while here. I kept Rex here. I've twisted his arm in order to keep going a little bit because Rex will keep talking until, you know, sometimes... He wears himself out, and it's hard to follow.
I believe the cows come home is the phrase you're looking for.
That's one of those phrases that I was looking for there. You're good with those phrases, Rex. But anyhow, you know, I was telling people, and we were talking about this during the during the break, that Bitcoin is really intimidating to a lot of people. They're afraid of it. They see it. They start flashing their eyes, and they're saying, "Oh no, I don't want to know about this." And yet, at the same time, this thing is taking over all over the world, and people don't realize how big it's moved and where it's going. As your prediction was back just several weeks ago when Bitcoin was about $323 per coin, you said it was going to go over 1,000. It went up to $1,698, almost 1,700. Now it's dropped back down, friends, and it does that because it goes up very high, but it never goes down below where it was. It starts up again, and people have gotten in and out of this market. Some have made a whole lot of money in a very short period of time, and your predictions are roughly maybe in the next year we're thinking we're going to see Bitcoin go up to $25,000, something like that, in the next year. And, of course, as you said before, if one of these small countries or large countries decides that they're going to start using this as a commerce trade item, that could push it way, way up there. But I'll let you tell this to the audience again or elaborate on it. We talked about a lot of things, of course. It's an alternative, friends, to the Federal Reserve note, and that's what I like about it. You know, this is a real currency that's being traded by people around the world who aren't controlling currencies but are in a collective club of people who have a very solid working financial exchange item. And that's what makes Bitcoin very, very powerful, and it's going to keep growing regardless of what you hear. Even China, you know, of course, this setback that we heard today that Rex explained earlier, it's not going to last, friends, because the people in China, just like in Thailand and other places, have continued to go on into the market. It's not going to stop them. And there's really no way that the Federal Reserve and these people can get a hold of this or Litecoin or crypto. What was the other one? Crypto Knight. Yeah. I mean, these things are coming.
Aptly named.
They're coming in. But why are people intimidated, Rex? We were talking about that. Why are people so afraid of Bitcoin? And is it because they don't understand it or they don't want it? It's something about it that just scares them? Or what is it exactly?
Well, anything you have to remember, it's a matter of what you're used to. And we, of course, are living in a time when things are changing more rapidly than they have at any time in the human experience. Just as an example, my own parents, they are within the last 6 years no longer with us, but up to that time, they were still very much a part of my life. And now my parents were both brilliant people. And I do not say that lightly. I mean, my father had three careers and was a world beater at all three of them. He was an authority on the English language, quoted far and wide. And then on top of that, he was also a poet. He published over 100 poems a year, and that anyone in the business will tell you, publishing 100 a year of them is not easy.
Yeah.
You know, anyone can write 100 a year. How can you place 100 a year? And he did this for decades. And my mother was, you know, a fit life companion for him. They were both English teachers and very brilliant people. And not just savvy on the arcana of English either. Just for example, in when they were both already retired in their 60s, they sat down and taught themselves Latin. I mean, they were not stupid people. Yet, neither of them could grasp anything more complicated electronically than a fax machine. Yeah. I was forced to exchange messages with my mother by fax for more than 30 years. My sister and I went in, my sister's a doctor, by the way, the brilliance runs in the family. She's certainly beaten me in that regard. And we went in and installed email in their house in like 1982, I think. I don't know, a long time ago. And every once in a while, my sister would go in the house and clear out all of the email messages for me that I would send, you know, once a month or so, saying, have you got this figured out yet? Neither of them ever mastered it. And my father managed to use email, but only for his business. He had an editing company. And he apparently thought that you only could use it for that restricted way. And it's all a matter of what you're used to. I continue to run into this. Just within the last 3 months, I ran into a nurse at a hospital whose job was to send out emails of patient test results both to the patients and to the doctor's offices. Now, remember, this is a lady who has a 4-year college degree, which she had to do fairly well at. You know, they don't, you know, nurses who get C's do not pass the test and become nurses. You know, the B's are the minimum. And obviously highly skilled at her job and quite considerable seniority. You can't have a stupid nurse. It just, maybe a nurse's assistant, maybe, but not an RN, a registered nurse. And this lady's job is working with email, and yet she was unaware of the fact that email can be used by private individuals.
Wow.
And when I told her that, you know, say Google, you know, runs a Gmail service anybody can use, she was convinced, she thought that the government ran email and that any individual trying to use it for personal purposes must be breaking some law. And so when I told her that Google, you know, had a service where anyone could use it on Gmail, she demanded the name of the company so that she could report them. I cheerfully gave it to her.
Yes.
But remember, she's not a stupid person. She's not. It's just that hadn't come on her mental horizon. She had never encountered email that, you know, that kids use on their laptops. She was just introduced to it at her work 10 years ago, and she's been using it for 10 years, or actually more like 20 years ago. And back then, there was a fair amount of truth to that statement. You know, the government used more email than the private sector, but it certainly is no longer true, but she'd never noticed that. And in the same way, Bitcoin can be intimidating. It's actually quite simple if you look at it and read through it, and there are some wonderful videos out there to explain all of this. I have linked to them on my own site. I mention my site only because it's an easy way to go. If you read down on my site, I have sentences that say, "What's a Bitcoin? Click here. Where can I spend Bitcoins? Click here. How can I buy Bitcoins? Click here," et cetera, et cetera. I didn't create any of these particular videos. They were done by extremely talented people, and they're available in English, French, German, Japanese, etc. And Bitcoin is quite simple. It's basically the same cryptography and same security that the international banks use all the time to send their own money overseas. When they If you have the Bank of Japan wire $1,000 to somewhere in California, this is the system they use. It was just that the programmer that dumped all of this out as open source, as I explained earlier in the program, worked out a way to have the transaction ledger maintained by the computer, by the internet itself, rather than any central authority. And that is really Bitcoin's true strength, because open source will always be closed source, and patent law and private ownership by corporations. I mean, just as an example, I am now using Ubuntu Linux to run my primary computers, and it's got Windows beat all hollow. I mean, it's do you know how strong and secure a Linux-based computer is? What are there millions of viruses for Windows? There have been 47 identified for Linux. That's how much stronger the open market is.
We'll get back to it after the break.
Great.
The Bob Justin Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Last hour. And my guest tonight, Rex Brocky. Rex Brocky's website for Bitcoins is bcbitcoins.com. bcbitcoins, plural.com. Also, check out his book, Vampire Dreams, on Amazon.com. It's Rex Brocky. There are several titles of Vampire Dreams, but you'll find this one listed, his book, Rex A. Brocky, B-R-O-C-K-I, Rex Brocky, Vampire Dreams, his book. A very good book. You know, I'm thinking about trying to get a copy of that for my my daughter, who likes to read Hunger Games and Twilight and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I might try to see if I can get some honest, you know, anti-statist, you know, real true thinking in her category of, you know, observation and contemplation, Rex. But anyhow, we've been talking about Bitcoins tonight. And of course, as I said before, Rex, I've said this several times during the broadcast, if you just joined us, Rex has been telling us that Bitcoin is going to continue to move up in spite of what we heard today with the Chinese. I think this is actually good news, Rex, because it shows you, I mean, come on, let's face it. If China is afraid, if the government of China is afraid of Bitcoin, if the government of China is afraid of Bitcoin, and they're relatively new to the, well, they're not absolutely, but they're not wet behind the ears, but they're relatively new to the globalist banking cartel syndrome, you know, trying to move from what was, you know, the People's Republic to more of a capitalistic system, which they've done pretty effectively with our help, by the way, and now carrying a good portion of the U.S. debt. And if they're afraid of Bitcoin, I think that's actually a good move, Rex, or something. It says something good about it all. As a matter of fact, it shows that, you know, they know that the potential of losing control, of controlling their economy through fiat currency tactics and things like that, maybe it's threatened by something like Bitcoin. Do you think that's maybe the case?
Well, there's a quote attributed to one of the earlier Rothschilds. I have never been able to find if it's actually true, but it's certainly correct in essence, where he said, "Give me control of a nation's currency and I care not who makes its laws." And this is the mantra that has been used by virtually every government in the 20th and 21st centuries. You know, we had previously here in the United States the best currency in the world, the silver dollar. And I say the best currency in the world not as an American patriot, but as a simple statement of fact. When our first American government looked at what money should be, they looked around on the open market to see what was the most widely accepted, what was the most useful, and that turned out to be 1 ounce of silver, the Spanish milled dollar. Spain, of course, was propped up by the fact that it had tremendous gold and silver mines in the New World, and so its government was propped up by this vast quantity of silver dollars for many, many years. But these silver dollars were traded everywhere else in the world because they were so ruddy convenient. When the fastest way that goods could make it across the ocean was sailing ship, silver was just fine. You would exchange, you know, crates of silver dollars for very large international commerce orders. That's what Bitcoin means in an electronic age, because Bitcoin is convenient for that out of all proportion to everything else. Bitcoin transactions take minutes instead of weeks, and there's no... You know, Bitcoins cannot be charged back. You know, whenever you send money through a bank, you're at tremendous risk. You're trusting that the bank is actually going to deliver on its promise to pay other people in your name. And at any time, something can pop up to ruin everything. I've just a personal anecdote. I was nearly wiped out many, many years ago when I owned a computer company. Back at that time, I know no one will believe this if they weren't actually buying machines then, but the first AT computers frequently sold for $5,000 to $10,000. These were 286 computers.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And it was, I mean, that was the kind of thing. And I sold a system complete with software for $7,500 to a doctor. And this doctor was using it to write a column in a medical magazine. And his the medical magazine, it was one of those, you know, you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours things. They gave him an office space in the offices of the magazine. But he had to have his own computer, and he looked around the market, and he liked my – I had the best price and the best service, so he – of the options available to him, you know, brag, brag. So he picked me, and he paid me $7,500, and I showed up with a machine and stayed there for a week to show him how to use it. I mean, that was a big selling point back then, you know, before the days when any randomly chosen child can run a computer. And point was that about 6 months down, or actually it was about, it was almost a year down the road, the magazine went bankrupt. And the doctor was locked out of his office, and the machine was in the office. And on top of that, he had no use for the machine whatsoever because there was WordPerfect, word processing software on it, and the magazine used WordPerfect for their own internal putting together of the magazine.
Right.
That by itself was a clever marketing tool by the WordPerfect people. They gave it away free to publishers, and therefore they forced all of the publishers' authors to use it. Which is why he paid me thousands of dollars to get it, because I had to pay thousands of dollars to get it myself. Anyway, but at this point, around 11 months and a week, if I remember correctly, all of a sudden $7,500 disappeared from my bank account. Uh-oh. And the reasoning was that he had bought it from me on a credit card, and U.S. law at the time, and even to the present day, allows a nasty thing called a chargeback, where the customer only has to allege that something is wrong. Now, he's supposed to have to at least give the merchant a chance to put things right, but he didn't even do that. And of course, the bank will collude in lying to cover that. You know, they didn't contact me at all. All that happened to me was I went up to pull out a couple hundred bucks to go to the store and found that my account was $2,500 overdrawn because I'd only had $5,000 in there. And, you know, when $7,500 is taken from $5,000, it leaves $2,500 negative balance. And I had to pull some pretty fancy footwork to get out of that. And it was, well, I'm sure it's past the statute of limitations now. I was still a police officer at the time, an unpaid salaried deputy.
County. Yeah.
And so I drove up to San Francisco with my badge and ID and went. There were guards on the building because the whole building, it was all in bankruptcy in there, so there were, the building was guarded. And I walked up to the guard and flashed my badge and muttered that oh-so-useful phrase, official business, and got past the guard and got into that office and got my bloody machine back. And I went and quickly sold it used for $4,500, and that at least left me, you know, $2,000 ahead. And I was
interested
in business. But the point is that I mean, I had done nothing wrong whatsoever. It was almost a year after the sale.
Yeah, that's what gets me.
Is it my fault
yeah.
in any way that the magazine went bankrupt? I didn't even sell anything to the magazine.
Yeah.
You know, I'd only sold this to a doctor. Also goes to show you the moral character of certain doctors.
Yeah.
And at any rate, the you know, that if I hadn't been that resourceful and the lucky possessor of a deputy sheriff's badge at the time, I could have been ruined.
Yeah,
that's
a lot of money.
You know, that's at the whim of you know, a fiat banking system. Bitcoins, you can't do that. Bitcoins are an incredible gift to merchants. One, if you take bitcoins, it costs you nothing. The fees are all paid by the spender. It costs absolutely nothing to accept bitcoins. If you're a merchant, there is no downside. The transactions are absolutely irreversible. It's just like cash. Anyway, we've got a
cool
break.
Hang on. You've got another break. We've got a little bit longer here. We'll see if Rex can hang out with us.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back, everybody. The Bob Tuscan Show continues. I'm Steve Starrs, just finishing out the hour here. Bob is giving me an opportunity, you know, just to meander off as I usually do sometimes in later evenings so that Bob can get a little break. You can visit his website at bobtuscan.com and help him out if you like. We're going to get set up to take bitcoins here eventually. I think RBN should too, with our year-end pledge drive and all that kind of stuff for the, you know, the support, the kind of thing that we're doing to keep the network going. And our guest tonight, of course, is Rex Brocky, who also has been an actor in quite a few plays, as far as I understand. We're talking a little bit off air about this. The Odd Couple and the Pigeon Sisters, of course, and a few of these others. And I'll let Rex talk about that for just a little bit here, because, you know, we can just ramble. We're having a little fun. But just so that you know, his website is bcbitcoins.com. If you are still interested in learning about this, as I have said, oversaid all night, Rex was very accurate in predicting the rise in Bitcoin values in this last 4 or 5 weeks. He predicted exactly that it was going to go up, except for he only said $1,000 and it went up to $1,700. Bitcoin has dropped back down to about 550, something like that, 600, I don't know what it is. But it will be coming right back up, because it's done this all along, friends. People laughed when it went up to $100, then dropped back down to 9 or 10, and then they saw it go up to over 600-700, and dropped back down to 328, and then went up to 1700, now is back down to 500-600. And Rex is predicting that Bitcoins could hit the value of around $25,000 by next year. Okay, I don't know if people are paying attention to that. We can talk about computers, we can talk about all kinds of things, but this is an incredible currency and a great opportunity, I think, for a lot of people. You don't have to get into it deep, but I am looking very seriously at trying to maybe go to this site. I think it was called it was the Monarch Mining site, maybe possibly buying some into some of these mining stocks, as they call them online, and getting
Butterfly in. Labs is the actual name of the company. The Monarch card is their latest piece of hardware.
Okay, it's Butterfly Labs.
Let me shift hats here and pretend I'm a financial reporter.
Okay.
I'm the 24-hour low and high for Bitcoins, with a low of 455 and a high of 678, current value 586.99 U.S.
Very good. You can see Rex has been in broadcasting, among other things, for many years. And, of course, I'll let him go ahead and take this where he wants to go. But remember, his website is bcbitcoins.com. You can find out a lot more about this. Friends, we're trying to enrich you. You are the Patriot Truth people that we love and respect. We're here for you, okay? And that's what we're doing. I mean, we're not selling stuff. We're just giving you the best information we can, staying up late at night, you know, doing it. And there's not a lot in this for us, but we do. This is the kind of people we are. I've known Rex for years. We worked off and on radio, you know, and so that's the kind of thing that we're involved in. We're trying to enhance you, because you're the kind of people who know what's going on, who believe in the strong Republic, believe in a good constitutional rule of law, and we know what's happened with the breach in the Constitution in terms of allowing the United States Treasury or Congress to coin money and set the values, as this was sold out and prostituted to this bank of thieves who have caused enormous troubles all over the world. Well, I think Bitcoin is a rebuke to them, and it may be the very thing that gives us the options of gaining our liberty back, which is always connected to economics, friends. As I said earlier today on some shows, your liberty and your freedom is always going to be connected to the economics and your opportunities. Anyhow, Rex.
Remember what Alan Greenspan himself said back when he was a more liberty-minded young expert in finance, and he said gold stands as a guarantor of private property rights. And he was right.
Yes, he was. So, I mean, none of this is really new, but it is to a lot of people. Bitcoin is another currency that is, well, call it whatever you like, but it's a trading mechanism that's being used by people all over the world, and it's going to keep coming back, and it's going to going to keep going higher. Litecoin and Kryptonite and some of these others are coming along as well. There's going to be alternatives. Do you think they'll be actually selling, or will you be able to trade Litecoins with Bitcoins? Do you think kind of like gold and silver, where you could sell maybe?
That's already happening at many exchanges. Justcoins.com, Vicorex.com. You can trade Litecoins and Bitcoins all day. That's how I got my latest Litecoins. It's just there's no major exchange going directly from Litecoins to dollars.
Okay.
You can go over 50 other alternative currencies, and you know some of them are pretty speculative, but I mean Quartcoin value has gone up 1700% in 2 weeks. You know, that was a market to be in. Anyway, you mentioned all of my earlier forays in the entertainment. You're making me blush. I'll just throw out a couple of them. I'm sure that most of your audience isn't old enough. Hell, I don't think you're old enough to recognize this one. But I've been doing this most of my life. And I will give you a hint at how long I've been doing it when I yank up the magic name of Edward R. Murrow in World War II and listen to this imitation.
Okay.
This is London. The Allied Rear Guard is still holding Dunkirk under increasing German pressure. According to Mr. Anthony Eden, some 265,000 members of the British Expeditionary Force have been successfully evacuated. That doesn't bring a moist eye to anyone who remembers hearing him.
I don't remember Dunkirk, but I do remember Edward R. Murrow. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a great guy. He went right here in Washington State. He was a graduate of Western Washington University. They have a little shrine to him down there. He used to run the student radio station there on campus, and they've got pictures of him as a skinny 19-year-old sitting behind the microphone. You know, if only they had known, you know, one of the most famous broadcasters in the world is here, you know, with his still somewhat squeaky voice on the, you know, of a 19-year-old. Fine. And this is the student radio for Western Washington University.
Well, he made it big time, and he was a legend. What did you think of the movie? Did you see the movie that George Clooney was in, where he played Murrow? Did you see that one?
No, I missed that one. I'm going to have to make up that lack. I'm afraid that I pay no attention to the mainstream news, and it leaves me with low attention on mainstream films as well, because most of them are propaganda vehicles, as surely as the news is.
Yes,
if you
but
think that's not true.
You do have a theatrical background as a thespian, and your foibles there. Working with how many plays have you done?
I don't even remember. I did most of them when I was young. I did everything from, I will say, at least a reasonably competent effort at Shakespeare. Probably what I played the most in was The Odd Couple, because at the time that I was a young performer, that was one of the most popular plays, and everybody was doing it. There were road companies all over the country, and so I got to at least make, you know, cigarette money by giving all those wonderful lines. I mean, it's very hard to beat The Odd Couple for wonderful lines, you know. Are you in or out? I'm out. Who wants food? What do you got? I got brown sandwiches and green sandwiches. What's the green? It's either very new cheese or very old meat. I'll take the brown. You're not going to eat that, are you? I'm hungry. His refrigerator's been out of order for 2 weeks. I saw some milk standing in there that wasn't even in a bottle.
Yeah, great lines, man. Great play, too.
Oh, yeah.
It was Neil Simon. Neil Simon, wasn't it?
Neil Simon wrote that. Yeah. And they of course, when they did the movie Odd Couple 2 with the same two actors, Lemon and Matthau, they had... My daughter was the only one in the audience who had seen the original film and remembered it well enough to get the joke when, in the trailer, they had that, they had Lemon playing Felix, of course, go, and Matthau looked at him and go, haven't you got that fixed yet?
Yeah, that was his sneeze, wasn't it?
Oh, no, that was trying to clear out his eustachian tubes.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah, Felix. Yeah, that's...
You know, the hypochondriac Felix, you know, where he goes, you know, I've got to clear out my eustachian tubes. I put pressure here with the That's wrong now. I strained my throat. You know, again, great lines. You can't beat Simon for those.
Yeah, Matthau was good too in that part.
It was brilliant. Yeah, well, brilliant.
Excellent
show. You know, the thing is, it was so easy for him to play Oscar. The part was largely written for him. That when he did it on stage before they released the movie, he insisted that he play Felix, not Oscar, because Oscar was too easy for him. You know, the part of Oscar just flowed right through him. So when he did it on stage, he said, no, I want to play Felix. And of course, since he was a marvelous actor, he did it quite well, and it was a stage success. But that was what he wanted to challenge himself was, you know, don't do the part he's perfect for, do Felix instead. You know,
It'd be interesting to see him as Felix. I'm sure he could do it, though, but it would be a different Felix, I'm sure, but there would be some strange Felixisms about his mannerisms, I suppose. You
know, it's just marvelous. I mean, that Simon, of course, all through his plays, he always said, you know, don't do a single joke, always do a double joke. And get that spaghetti off my pool table. What are you laughing at? It's not spaghetti, it's linguine. Smash! Now it's garbage.
Yeah, he had a way of actually ensuring that his humor was going to come across one way or the other. Yeah.
Simon, all of Simon's other plays were were just as good. It's just that the Felix and Oscar characters have so captured everyone's imagination. You know, the successful television show and, you know, a repeat film. You know, everyone knows Felix and Oscar, whereas the characters in many of the other plays are not, you know, like Star Spangled Girl or Barefoot in the Park or many of his other triumphs. The movies are just as funny. I mean, Barefoot in the Park with Robert Redford and Jane Fonda was just absolutely brilliant. You know, the dialogue was just as funny. But since the characters weren't as memorable, it didn't have that as long a grip on the public imagination. And anyway, we're talking about old entertainment business instead of Liberty and Bitcoins, and talk about the break. We'll be back.
We'll do.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Steve Starr is back with you on the Bob Tuscan Show. We're wrapping up the last part of the show here, and I've had Rex Brocky on almost all night. And of course, we're digressing a little bit. We're having a lot of fun, but that's what it's good to do, because, you know, Rex and I used to work together a little bit. We had shows back to back on a small network about 5-6 years ago. I'm hoping that he does a Bitcoin radio update show of some sort, you know, that we'll be broadcasting rather frequently. And friends, don't be intimidated by Bitcoin. Learn about it. is what I'd say. You know, you don't have to get into it, but, you know, I'm a journalist, Rex. You know, I don't have any money, but I can talk about it, right? You know, I mean, I like to watch what's going on, and I think it's here to stay. I don't know where it's going to go. I mean, it's going to go very high, I presume. I don't see any way around it in the next year. I think, like China, the United States is going to get very nervous about the fact that other people have figured out a better way to do business than the Federal Reserve. After 100 years of this incredible scam, you'd think we'd be waking up. And we aired a segment by Ron Paul just recently where he talked about the big anniversary of the Federal Reserve, Rex. And, of course, obviously, it's been a disaster for mankind. And this seems to me like it might be – well, it is the better mousetrap, obviously, you know. And there's so many things we could say, of course. But, you know, Rex's website, bitcoins.com – or, I'm sorry, BC, bitcoins.com. You can learn a lot about it there. You can learn a lot of videos. You can find ways to get involved with this if you want to. I think it's going to be, in the long run, a very sound investment, and it's going places fast because the dollar is coming down. And, you know, we're in a bad situation here economically. We need to develop our own trade. We can't rely on the banks to fix themselves. Look at all the mess we've had since 2008, Rex, when we were trying to get an audit of the Fed with Ron Paul, and it went around again in 2012, and people still didn't get it, and they've been ripped off just plain and blind. It's amazing how stupid the entire I'm sorry to say that, friends, but you know that. You're listening to this broadcast because you're already aware of the fact of the Federal Reserve being a fraud. But, Rex...
Listen, my dear friend, though, the progress is most encouraging. When I ran for Congress the first time in 2008, it was like one person out of 300 that had any idea what I was talking about the evils of the Federal Reserve. By the 2010 campaign, it was up to like one in 30. And by the last run in 2012... it was down to like one in three, man. I mean, that's progress.
I guess it have to be robbed blind before they start to figure it out, but people are starting to see it, of course, all over the world. And, of course, it doesn't help them. I mean, did you see the announcement today? I don't want to, you know, digress too much on this, but I watched CBS News just to get an idea of the level of propaganda, because the first three or four stories are always a little bit of truth mixed with a whole lot of propaganda. Bernanke is trying to encourage Wall Street by easing back on the quantitative easing. And so he's, instead of taking $85 billion per month to pay off their bad debt, you know, what they've been doing, they're buying their own bad papers, what they've been doing. They started out with 10, 20, and then they went up to $40 billion. Then they went up to about $85 billion. $85 billion per month of money that they're throwing into the trash can to keep the Federal Reserve System from totally defaulting in its bond markets and everything like that. Well, today he said that they're going to help the economy because it's doing so well, because unemployment you know, numbers are low, of course, and everything like that. They're going to bring that down to only $75 billion per month. Yeah, you're laughing because you get it. I mean, it's amazing the American people's memory is so short. They don't realize...
We're only going to rob you. We're going to rob you a bit less this month than we have been, and this is regarded as good news.
Right.
I mean, this is as bad as the nutritionists and wheat. You know, wheat. In case anyone listening to this show doesn't know, which I doubt, the modern dwarf wheat that we've been eating for the last 20 years is one of the greatest mass poisons that's ever been concocted. And yet dietitians say, well, if you eat whole grains, you're better off. Well, yes, the whole grain dwarf wheat is a little less poisonous than the non-whole grain, than the bleached. So it's a little less bad for you. So, yes, going from bleached poison to unbleached poison is an improvement. However, if my leg is on fire and I have my choice of pouring low-proof alcohol or gasoline on it, the low-proof alcohol is not a very desirable alternative. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Choices between strychnine and arsenic, and that's basically what they've been offering us. And, of course, in the financial markets, that's what it's been for over 100 years now with the Federal Reserve. And Bitcoin, you know, it offers opportunity. It offers a chance for people to look into things. You know, friends, everything has its time and season, okay? You know, I'm a big gold and silver person, and I know the gold and silver market has been manipulated. You can see this, I think it's about, excuse me, every third Friday, is that the options closing day? You can almost watch gold plummet on the third Friday, which will be coming up the 20th, this Friday, day after tomorrow. Watch the market for gold and see if it heads down very quickly. These people are selling short, they're selling coupons. They're not selling gold. They're selling coupons that are worthless. No. Yeah, and that's why the price was
paper. It's a paper promise to abstain from certain types of organized violence. That's all it is. And yet people buy it. Well, one thing that impresses me is that about the propaganda of all of this and how the mainstream media has just been brainwashing everyone for generations. In Russia and China, at least, everybody knows that everything that's on TV is pure. I'm sorry, I can't use an accurate word on air.
We got the meaning.
yeah. And yet here in the West, and you can tell when you get Russian immigrants, my family is Russian, and so I grew up hearing a number of two generations back relatives with voices like this. And to hear some of them come here, and the recent immigrants from Russia, and they say, it's amazing here in America. The propaganda, it's so good, people actually believe it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And that's a direct quote from not one, but many recent immigrants. And all you have to do, it's very simple, folks, all you have to do is crack that shield, get in with the realization, this is probably horse manure.
Yep.
And then you suddenly see how thorough horse manure it all is. I mean, as you just said, Steve, it's perfect. They put in a little bit of truth and then just surround it with lies or with omissions. You know, you can lie very creatively by telling the truth, just not telling all of it. And they're past masters at it. One incident very, very early in my reporting career should have told me this completely then. It didn't quite, to my shame. I was the spokesman for the Boston Yacht Club for a tall ship race. And in this tall ship race, since there are not that many tall ships left, what you have to do is you go out and you sail every contestant over a fixed course, and they take the time of the ship in that fixed course. And then it's the ship that beats its own predicted time over the whole race course by the greatest margin that is the winner. It's perfectly possible to have the last ship in be the winner if it beat its own projected time by the greatest amount. And I was the spokesman briefing the reporters on the outcome of this race. And, of course, in Boston, you know, a tall ship race is big news, so all the reporters were there. And these were all the respected professionals that I had certainly respected up to that point. You know, the big guys from the three, you know, the big networks and all the biggest news stations. And they all sit there and listen to my explanation. Now, how difficult was that? And they all got it wrong. They waited for the first ship in, declared that the winner, and they all left.
Pretty good.
Media.
All right. Rex Sprocky's been our guest. Thanks for joining us on the Bob Tuscan Show. Stay tuned to RBN. Steve Starr's here with you. We will be back tomorrow night. Rex, join us again. Thanks, buddy.
My pleasure.
To you. Thanks to you, too, Dan, and everybody else out there. See you soon.
Those crazy ballads out of town. Chase those crazy ballads out of town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.